So we are learning Shara Aleph Perichov and the Inyanim of Tshuva according to the Nefesh HaChaim. Let me just remind you of the two Yisoides that we've been going over and over again. The most basic Yisoides, life is divided into three as far as we're concerned: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. And the idea is to keep it all aligned. And what that means in simple terms, in terms that we can understand, is that the nefesh is what we're walking around with, how we're thinking, what we're doing, what our reactions are to things. That's our nefesh. It's important that it's not being fed by or reacting to the natural environment, the klipos, but that we're hooked up to a higher place, which is through our ruach, through our neshama. And that's how you see a person is acting like a neshama. In other words, your nefesh should be a articulation of your neshama and your ruach. It should be an articulation to the world around us, a reaction to the world around us. That's the wrong thing. That's klipos. It's possible to do that. And the very essence of life, the way Hashem created us, is vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that it all comes through to our nefesh. That's the yisoid aleph. And therefore, in a certain way, the Nefesh HaChaim is being cholik, we spoke about with the Rabbeinu Yoina in Hilchos Tshuva. Because Rabbeinu Yoina's Hilchos Inyanim of Tshuva, Chari Tshuva, is very, very much about the Tikkun HaNefesh. It's all about self-improvement. Important. It's all about Taras HaMidos, Taras HaMachshava, etc. But it's here in the Nefesh. And I'm taking, according to Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, of course that's true, but there's another thing that's happening, is that it's about realignment. That my nefesh is, in other words, my tshuva is going up. So going up is the pshat that it's not just that I'm being masaking my nefesh, but I'm taking my nefesh and I'm realigning it and hooking it up to my ruach. This is a deep cheshvan nefesh that we're learning, is my reaction ruachtik, is it neshamatik? Am I reacting to things? Somebody's getting on my nerves. So what is that? Is it something which is being noveya through the pipeline of vayipach va'ap of nishmas chaim? Is that what I'm doing? Or am I ignoring that, realigning, and I'm just losing my temper? So this is probably the difference between the az and the kedusha. Pinchas gets violent and lahabdil, criminals get violent. But the difference is that Pinchas's violence is coming from his neshama through his ruach, and it's coming to bris shalom. Where somebody else's violence is just, on the contrary, I'm just ignoring all that. So you can't really even judge the nefesh onto itself. You have to see where it's coming from. And that was Yisoid Aleph, a little bit different than the Shari Tshuva, maybe even the Machlokes. The second, maybe more sophisticated Yisoid here is that the way to be Mesakein anything is by being Mesakein that which is above it. It's very poshut that, it's a gather of... Hear me out, Gedder of Ein Chavush Matir Satsumi Beis HaAsur. You need something on the outside, something higher to pull you out. So the Nefesh can only be Masak in the Nefesh so much. There's only so much we can do with ourselves. There is a idea of self-help. There's an idea of what's it called? The logo therapy, right? It's all therapy. Therapy is within the nefesh. Here, the real tikkun of the nefesh is to deal with the ruach. Because the ruach is that which is giving it all of its energy in any case. So if a person is chas v'shalom, pogam or choteh, in the nefesh, the place of work now is in the ruach. If a person is choteh in the ruach, the place of work is in the neshama. And this is what we have to, this is a very, very sophisticated and delicate aspect of tshuva. You always have to figure out what it is that I want to be mesakein, and then take a step further and align it with that. So you always have to go one step further. So the first thing we said was that if a person, let's say, Shota, Yitreif, do some kind of an aver, kill somebody, something like that. So the thing to do is vidui. Why vidui? Because vidui is already ruach. Vidui is the connecting place between nefesh and ruach. So the way you're masaking, going up, the nefesh asher chota, is by realigning it with the ruach. Where do you do that? You do it in the ruach. And that's what vidui is. That's what we learned until now. I'm not saying anything that we didn't learn until now. Baruch atah. Oh, so now we're learning v'chein. Take a look inside. What happens if you're choyte in the ruach? What does that mean? You're right on. V'chein im poga v'kilkel b'chinas ruchay. Shara Aleph Parakof, a different page number than you, but probably the second or third paragraph. Till now, we've been talking about being pogam in the nefesh, which is almost a goof. The nefesh has in it, nefesh habahamas, nefesh halach, it's almost a goof. What happens if a person's pogam or mekalkel the ruach? How do you do that? So he says, b'diburim asher lo tovim. You understand? In other words, like it's let's take the chet of lashon hara. It's qualitatively different than the chet of eating treif, because the chet of eating treif is a chet that I'm doing with my nefesh. The chet of talking lashon hara is a chet that I'm doing with my ruach. It's qualitatively different. See, a person eats treif doesn't make him bad. A person talks lashon hara does. It's a bad thing. There's something wrong with the person. For the baal lashon hara, or temporarily a baal lashon hara. Kula mishalom ba'avak lashon hara. Avak is just on the bottom. But lashon hara, like that you see negative, that you talk negatively, that's already a pagam in the ruach. That's not a pagam in the nefesh.
Some people say, like eating treif, like it affects people.
The nefesh. The nefesh.
So how does that, and only that affects, not physical effect, it's still that effect.
How does lashon hara affect a person?
No, how does the eating treif affect a person? Because people say
it affects your psyche.
Tim Tomalev. But that's also like
Tim Tomalev, yeah.
It's a Ruchani thing as well.
Yeah. But Nefesh, let me answer you properly. The Nefesh has the ability to be makabel in this world that we live in, for us to be spiritual people. It has the ability to be makabel the Ruach. Ruach is spirit. So our ability to be spiritual, it's our ability to be a keli, to be makabel that, what's the zampah? If a person has timtum alev, you're not a keli. Not a keli. It's very hard to get through to that person. I always say, you know, in the world of kiruv, it's much easier to be makarv somebody who's always been a vegetarian than somebody who's a carnivore, because But eating is one thing. Eating is sort of like we understand we are what we eat. But a person, you know, does things. A person steals. Very hard to get through to that person. Psychologically, also, it's very hard to get through to that person because all the cognitive dissonance and rationalizations and things that a person becomes crumb. So that's a nefesh. That's the ability to be a keli. With the ruach, you're not talking about the cup that's holding the water. You're talking about the quality of the water. You're not talking about, you know, whether I'm a kli. You're talking about what's going into the kli. So the chatoim shebaruach, which is dibur, ruach memalolo, chatoim of dibur is much more profound and much more yisodistic than chatoim in the nefesh. It's not just you're not a kli to be makabalit, but you're not even getting the right thing. It's the opposite of ruach hakodesh.
like a Talmud Chacham who's a Baal Lashon Hara, like completely disconnected.
Yeah. David HaMelech was davening the whole time. Veruach nochen chadesh bekirbi. Bekirbi. I need a new ruach chadosh. Nasa amonu Hashem leiv. Navi says leiv chadosh. Veruach chadosh. That all goes into my nefesh. So like if the ruach is mekulko, on the other hand, a person who's like really got it together, his ruach, so then what's going to be articulated is ruach hakodesh. Talk to a tzaddik. So his dibur is like a ruach mamalu, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Shechina medaberes mitoch roina. Out was coming ruach, ruchnius, right? So that's the meaning of ruach. It's much more delicate.
When we rationalize, is that on the level of nefesh?
Nefesh.
Totally.
I think anything that a regular therapist would deal with is nefesh. Kach is a nefesh. A therapist can be more than a therapist. It can be also deal with the ruach, but I have to say what they're trained to do is the nefesh.
And then you would have to make a tikkun in neshama to wipe out the
chetz of the ruach.
Yeah.
So let's say. Yeah, so it's a you're being makalko the ruach, so you got to find the source of the ruach, and the source of the ruach is going to be the neshama. You holding with me? This is not just a chart, just not just math. It's like it's very real.
Are there strategies to do that?
Oh, that's what we're going to try to figure out here. Sounds hard, huh? So a person, but the siman and the siba of kilkel haruach is when you hear a person's dibur. Is your, you know, person is a child who's pure. He's got a good nefesh. He's got a good goof. You know, mentioned last time you watch kids run around. They don't get tired. It's like, why is that? Never want to go to sleep. Strong nefesh. They also have a strong goof and a strong nefesh. And they have a strong ruach. Meaning, kids, until we teach them how to lie, they don't lie. So it's only when we teach them, like, you know, this is how you know, or we don't understand how to educate them, we don't understand how to discipline them. So, teach them how to lie. So teaching a person how to lie or lying is a kilkel beruach. And what's going on is that everything in your life changes when everything in your life is wrong. When you're getting polluted water and polluted air into your nefesh, everything's wrong. As opposed to Ruach HaKodesh, everything is right. Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah comes from the neshama, so we say we don't have nevuah any longer. We do have Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we do have Ruach HaKodesh. So Ruach HaKodesh, everybody can have Ruach HaKodesh. But they used to go in the times of the Gemara. He used to go to children and they used to say, "Psychli psikecha, right? Tell me what you learned today. I want to hear some ruach hakodesh." Katanim, shaitu, ruach hakodesh. They don't lie. Their ruach is tahar, ruach tahar, ruach tahar. We sing songs about it, right? So a person is chayta b'diburim, asher leitayvim, or b'shara vaynos, hatluyim b'vchinas ruach, b'tel tayr k'negu kulam. When he says "bittel tayr," what he means to say is, "I'm talking about shtuyot." V'hikber lumazek kayach ruach hatumah. What happens is that nature abhors a vacuum. So if my ruach that's coming into my nefesh is, if I'm misaligned, and what's coming into my nefesh is not ruach hakodesh, what's coming in is not nothing. I'm alive. It's coming ruach hatumah. Ruach hatumah. Rachmana litzlan. Because, and therefore, gam nafshei eina shleima kimikaydim. So now there's a chesaron in my nefesh. So you need to be do some diagnostics here. Something's wrong with someone or with ourselves. So look, where's the problem? Is the problem in the nefesh? Is the problem in the kli? Or is the problem in what's going into the kli? Much more profound. Az gam nafshei eina shleima kimikaydim. So my whole nefesh is struggling. Because the whole chiyus of the nefesh is through the ruach. Ki yadua. Hine al yidei charot. So what's the ticker? Al yidei hacharota amitis balei. You have to get to the neshama. In order to be masakin by ruach, you have to get to the neshama. How do you have? What is the? It's very easy. It's very easy. How do you get to the neshama? That's going to then change my ruach, which is then going to change my nefesh. The answer is charata b'lev. I regret doing that. Now, charata b'lev. Not that I regret doing that, I regret doing that. I got into so much trouble. Just to say, America, love your neighbor, but don't get caught. Like the idea of, you know, that's a charata b'lev. That's charata. Well, I messed up. Spent too much money on my credit card. I messed up. That's a charata b'lev. That's charata, but that's a charata b'lev. I can regret it. That's for a little kid. That, you know, you did something wrong. You have charata. You're going to regret this. Charata b'lev is a very deep idea that on the level of neshama, I realize that I did something wrong. It's a much higher thing than charata. It's charata b'lev. It's a very profound sea change in my whole thinking and in my bina, which is that charata is the tikkun of the neshama, which changes the whole ruach. So the moment a person has charata, you have ruach hakodesh. Get it? It's amazing. The minute a person has charata b'lev, that's in the neshama, I have something different going through my ruach now. You can feel this. You can feel this because all of a sudden I'm being guided by something different. But the regret has to be not sincere. I'm not talking about sincere, but regret on the level of essence. I've essentially violated that which I was created for. So that's the charata. That's what's going on over here. Charata.
First of all, it seems to be starting from a negative place. The Ruach HaKodesh depends on having done something wrong in order to have charata b'shevelev in order to reach a higher level.
You like every
just, why not just go to the higher level?
You can, but you can. But the Shaila's, his question is, if I was pogay in the Ruach,
yeah,
you can only be masakin it by being masakin in the Neshama. If you weren't poigim in the ruach, so everything's going smooth. Uh-huh. But if you were poigim in the ruach, oh, you did dibor, for instance, bittel Torah k'negvul means he's talking shtuyot, talk. So it's worse than lashon hara, he says. Like, it's worse than lashon hara. You know, so people just talk. It's
like, is it normally through the machshava though, machshava is above dibor, so.
So it's above dibor, and it's the lowest part of the length. Or let me say that differently. The lave has the place of machshava. Lave, machshava. Machshava is the lave. The lave is the accessible part of the neshama. You see, we talk about lave all the time. Same believe me, nobina, lahavin. We talk about it so much and nobody knows what it means. It's like an unbelievable yitzhar. Talk about the lave all the time, you know, lave. But the lave, let's just understand, I'm quoting the Vilna Gaon of Mishlei. At the beginning of Mishlei, he explains all these things. And he says that the lave, simply beinu bina, that the lev is the seat of bina. So that's intellectual. As he says, as opposed to tevuna, is what you do with the bina. But bina, chachma bina, so bina is the lowest part of the world of neshama, so being masaking the bina is doing a lot for your ruach. Charata, as Rav David points out, is really an aspect of bina. You know why? Because bina is right.
It's like an element of building.
It's an element of distinction. Being able to distinguish one thing from the other. So, you know. You know, I wonder what it means sometimes when you're trying to explain something to somebody and they just don't understand. I don't mean explaining to them a taisvus. I mean, we're trying to explain to somebody, like, this is just not right. Where is that kilkul? If we're trying to understand something ourselves, where is the kilkul? Talk about the kilkul of chutzpah. Where is that kilkul? Where is it? Is it in the nefesh? Is it in the lev? Is it in the ruach? Where do you think it is? Why?
It's totally self-interest.
Total detachment. Chutzpah. And then there's chutzpah of kedusha. Azan de kedusha. Well, yispayish mipnei amaligim alav. There's, in other words, so you have to look at where the chutzpah is coming from. So this is ki he mekabel a shefach yusuf ara yidei aruch yadua hine al yidei charota amitis balev. Then he adds something else. Umismarmer al goydol chetay. He's mismarmer. That's a lashon of mar. It's a big word for mar. Mit marmer. He is feeling aggravated, bitter.
Chilling himself.
Yeah, over the chet that he did. You know, what did I do? Ma'as isi.
Remorse.
Again, this is, I don't know what remorse means, maybe, but I mean I know what it means. Meaning, this is, again, let me just emphasize this. It's not charata because, oh boy, now I'm going to get in trouble. Or now I'm going to get an oinish min hashamayim. What did I do? I'm violating everything that I'm supposed to be. That's the charata. How would a person feel after they killed somebody? Like, whoops, killed somebody. Like how do you feel after you insult somebody? After you lose your temper, you scream. It's no worse feeling in the world. But is it a fear of repercussion, or is it charata b'leiv mamish? That's the shaila here. If it's charata b'leiv mamish, it has to do with the neshama, and if it has to do with the neshama, it's misak in the ruach. Very important. Very important. U'mishmar b'leiv goydol chetay ki'inyan, and this he says we see from the pasuk in Eicha, soak libam el Hashem. Now, what do you see from that pasuk? Soak, the shell is on the lima. Soak, libam, I'm crying, I'm screaming with my heart. Soak, libam, el Hashem. Maharher, hirhure, tshuva, b'machshava, she mishkan nitzotze, or hanashem. Every word here is like worth $1 million. Your maharher, hirhure, tshuva, where do you do that? B'machshava. What's my machshava? What I just said about the lave? Machshava is mishkan nitzoytze or hanashama. That's where the sparks of the neshama land in my machshava. So, yes, the tikkun for nefesh is alchet, but the tikkun for ruach is hir hur tshuva. And that's where we're working to get it from even a higher place. Let the hir hur flow. And when the hir hur flows, so then, and that goes through my ruach, goes to my nefesh, and that's what the Rambam says. Kishiyasa tshuva yisvada, meaning it's got to work in that direction also. It's on the way up, it's on the way down. Period. Let's leave it through that for a second. I want to explain something very important. The word Sa'ak Libam El Hashem. Sa'ak Libam El Hashem. Chazal say that the word Sa'ak and the word Za'ak are the same word. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? So what does it mean to be Tzoraik?
Beyond Dibur.
To scream. Sa'ak Libam El Hashem. So I'm screaming with my heart. I'm screaming with my heart, Sa'ak, Libam, El Hashem. This doesn't necessarily even make any noise. It may. Sa'ak, Libam, El Hashem. So, B'nai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. Vayayanchu B'nai Yisrael min ha'avoda. Vayizaku El Hashem v'tal shavosom. Vayizaku v'tal shavosom El Hashem. Three zachim here. Vayayanchu min avayda. So, vayizaku, which is the same as vayitzaku. Batal shavosam el Hashem. And the Shabbat went up to Hashem. By the way, next pasuk. Shama Hashem es tzakosam dafka. What's the Shama Hashem es tzakosam? So here you have Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, 200 and some years. They're overworked with slavery. They're losing their children, and spiritually, they fall into the Memta Shari Tuma. So they're so far. We were so far, you know, when we got to the end of Mitzrayim, we were just like so far removed from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, you know, like we were so removed from the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal points out, but it's really Pashut Pshat in the Pasuk, that Yishma Hashem Tzakosam, that this Tzaka was the Tzaka, it was at the very moment that Klal Yisrael reached the level of Tzaka that Moshe Rabbeinu was encountered by Hashem at the Sinai. Well, somewhere in Midyan, there's a shepherd walking around, that we're in Mitzrayim, not thinking about Midian. We weren't thinking about Moshe. We forgot about him 80 years ago, 60 years ago. I was thinking about Moshe Rabbeinu, but this Shava, or this Tzaka, went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bayishma Hashem Tzaka, said, okay, let me speak to Moshe Rabbeinu about it by the burning bush. Unbeknownst to the whole Klal Yisrael. It's we don't know what's happening at the moment of tefillah. And he's arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, like, you know, go to save the Jews. I don't want to save the Jews. Save the Jews. Like the negotiations began in the camp of Yisrael. That's where the negotiations began. Every part of this story is interesting. Like, why didn't they? It wasn't that, like, you know, Makos came or lightning struck and killed all the Mitzrayim all of them. The Tzaka created an emissary called Moshe, a Navi called Moshe. That's what happened. So the Zayar says the following. It's the Zayar and Shmoyz on that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. This is Daf Chof Amud Aleph in the Zayar. Tlas in Yane Hacha. There are three things going on here. Anocha, Shava, and Tzaka. Three things. And each one of them is different than the other. Even though it says vayizaku, it's the same thing. Shava d'chsiva tal shavasim. V'chol chad b'luchudoi misparsha, each one of them should be translated differently. V'kula avdu Yisrael, but they were all done by Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tzaka, he argues with this and he says, no, Tzaka v'shava avtu. Anachalai avtu. Vayayanchu b'nei Yisrael was a natural reaction. Now remember, Rabbi Nefesh Ruach Nesham. So vayayanchu anacha. Hasir mimenu yagayim v'anacha. You need to understand what's yagayim, what's anacha. But anacha is like, oy, it's anacha. And Machlekes here, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda, whether anocha is something we did or something that happened to us. So vayonchu anocha layavdu. Mashma, how do I know this? Midichsiv vayayonchu. You're saying diktuk, Rabbi Yehuda. Vayayonchu. That's in the Nifa. Ulamala haisa anocha bishvilam. The anocha came from Hashem. Anocha came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaka v'shava b'may isparshin. So what then is tzaka and shava, if each one is different? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein l'cha shava ela b'tfilah. Shava is a form of davening. Shenemar shima tfilasi Hashem v'shavasi ha'azinam. Eilecha Hashem shavasi. Shavati lecha vatirpa eini. So I was giving examples. Tzaka, what's tzaka? Shabbos davening. Davening, what we call when we say davening. Tzaka, shetsoyek ve'enoi merklo. He's giving a geshrai, but he's not actually saying anything. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, hilkach gedoy lo tzaka mikulam. Tzaka is bigger than tshava, tefila. Shetzaka, mamash, nafashachai. Shetzaka, he belayed. Shetzaka, he belayed. It's already in Yanam of Neshama. Hadahu d'chsiv, our pasuk the Nefesh HaChaim brings, Tzohak libam el Hashem. Why is he bringing this pasuk? Because it's a Zohar. Tzaka v'zaka, says the Zohar, don't worry, davar echad hu. Tzaka, zaka, tzadik, and zayin, interchangeable. V'zu, tzaka, kroiva la kodesh baruch hu yoyser mitzvila va'anacha.
That's what he heard.
That's what he heard by Yisrael, as Yitzchak said. Dixiv kim tzoyik yitzak elai shama eshmatzak osay. If they're going to be tzoyik, I'm going to listen. Meaning, it brings many rise to this. It means that, let's say, a tefillah, like the way I understand it, a tefillah, a bakasha. Please, can you help me? I'm hungry. Can you give me food? Can you give me parnasa? Can you give me help? But let's say somebody's driving and Chas v'Shalom is surrounded by a group of terrorists. So the makom for bakasha here, this is bakasha. Sorry, can you help me? Can you please? I'm hungry. I'm like, nobody's listening. It is a place for shava. Meaning, like, let's say I see down the road somebody who maybe can help me. So I'm screaming, help, help, help me. That's a shava. And the person walks away. I'm not getting involved. There's guns here. I'm not going to get involved. So the next step is tzaka. Tzaka is you just scream. I don't know what I don't know what I'm calling, who I'm calling, what I'm articulating. I'm just in a tremendous panic. I'm in a tremendous amount of tsar, and I really need help, and I'm soik. But soik is such that I'm saying something that I can't even articulate. Who am I talking to? What am I talking? I can't even articulate it. Tzaka says the tsar is Troy Bela Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzaka is believing. So that's the shtel of the Nefesh HaChaim. Ki inyan sa'ak libo mel Hashem. We need to know that pasuk. That we get to a point of tza'aka. And the point of tza'aka is mamash the point of the neshama. So it is that in other words, I could daven with my nefesh. I can be hysterical with my ruach. But I can be tzoek with my lay, with my neshama. So the tzaaka, so we say this in the Anabuchayach, Shavaseinu, Tishma. So I have to only pray. Shavaseinu kabel, ushma tzakoseinu, yodea talumais. The important part here is yodea talumais. He who knows every hidden thing, yodea talumais, he can understand what my tzaka is all about. You understand what it means? It means that the Klal Yisrael was so remote, the Bnei Yisrael was so remote from the Hashem. And from even, they were out of touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were out of touch with the Avos. They were out of touch with themselves. All they had was a tzaka. That's all. They had a tzaka, because the tzaka is when you're davening, you don't even know what you're davening about. This is just bad. Right? You get to a point where this is just bad. If Batal Shavasam El Hashem. Chazal say, who's the Shavasam? Shavas Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, Rivka, Leah. This is all the tefillos came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment because of the tzaka. Vayishma Hashem is tzakosam. I'm going to go speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. I hear you. So it means to say that sometimes you want to, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed us to get mamish in touch with our neshama. There's a memta shari tumor, almost detached, almost kares. We're almost completely detached. We're like some kind of Egyptian African tribe. But there was one connection there, and the connection was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that connection created a tzaka. Whoa, all of a sudden a new ruach came, our whole ruach changed, and this is the same ruach Elokim, which was Merachefes al Amayim, was the same ruach that came to Bnei Israel at that time, the Psukim say. And all of a sudden we had an emancipation of our nefesh, and we're able to be Mekabel the Torah. So what's going on here is that Tzaka is the holiest. So this is the Chat in the Zohar.
Isn't that when we cry? Isn't a cry like there's nowhere to channel it? And it just
that's what a Bechia is. Yeah.
What's Nakasam? Is that Tzaka?
No, Vishamas Nakasam. They're inner pain. Like, look, I don't. It'd be funny for me to say I can't even say put this into words because that's what we're doing. But we've all been there. We've all been in a moment of such frustration. It's like like Yom Kippur. You know, we're davening and we're bowing and we're beating and we're fasting and we're doing all kinds of things. But basof, at the end of Nila, we don't have anything to say. Like our whole year is dependent on this moment. So go to Shofar. This is the ruach. Ruach.
But then we also say, like, it's love saying, Shetasim Dima Seinu. Right? If that's coming from live, that's part of it as well. Like, that's all we've got left.
Can it also come from a place of joy?
Yeah.
It's not just frustration. It's like I just.
It's an access of the neshama. So what we have here is tsa'aka is access in neshama. Viva Simcha. Be kedusha, be tsar, but I mamish touched the nerve. You know, it's like that when you're getting that root canal, like mamish. Whoa, that's the, you know, there's nothing to say. Hey, that hurt. That's afterwards. You can't even. Whoa, it's a different type of a feeling. So the tzaka, well, the chiddush here is that the tzaka is the highest part.
And certainly, about was it now anywhere in, let's say, Tanakh or.
Gedola tzaka shekora gzardinam shaladam. That in 1 second of tzaka, 1 second of tzaka, korea gzardin. God forbid there's a gzardin.
The homai seven is up in Badai. We did chew
tzaka.
Yes, that's the tzaka that we're talking about.
So it talks about it. Says it was nafach. Wrong.
So Chana davening without speaking, that was a tzaka,
wasn't it? No. That was a lower level. It was a kimas vasayim. So she was being mesak in the nefesh. And that's what we do with tefillah. So you can be mesak in the nefesh with tefillah with vidui with Torah. You can only be mesak in the ruach with tzaka. And I agree with David. Tzaka doesn't have to be tzar. Tzaka could also be, doesn't mean you have to be sad. Are frustrated, it has to be simcha. But the point is that we're touching a deeper nerve and a higher nerve. You know, look, laughing is not, that's a weird thing, no? Looks like you say something funny and the person has like a spasmic attack. Totally loses control. what is it? I don't know if anybody's probably been analyzed, but I'm just like, what is such a strange, like if Ashley tells somebody funny, they start sneezing. Like it's completely beyond anything that anybody can control. We enjoy doing it, but the same thing as crying. So laughing and crying on the same level. It's not something which can be controlled. Bechia. So simcha. These are things that are reaching. Yivdo es Hashem b'simcha is the pshat. Yodea talumais. So Hashem understood their tzaka of Bnei Yisrael, but Bnei Yisrael themselves didn't understand their tzaka. That's the chiddush here of the zayin. Hilchach gedoyla tzaka mikulam. Shetzaka he belave, and everything else is lower than the lave. Okay, so the Yodea Talumites, this is what we're looking for. So the way, let's end with this period. Maharir Huri Tshuva, that's the Indian, he says, of Tzachli Bamal Hashem. Maharir Huri Tshuva B'machshava, She Mishkan Etzaitu Oran Hashem. You can, once that Tzaka happens, now we can create here Huri Tshuva, and now let the Kedusha flow. I can become a completely different person. You know, I just want to say one last thing. Like they speak a lot about both in the Torah world and the psychological world. And, you know, can a person change? And this is a big question. The answer is probably not. I mean, in other words, I don't see people changing that much. You know, you get more. You can discipline yourself. You can get more. But what does it take to change? What it takes is to change. I'm talking about mamash to change. I'm not talking about to change the way I behave, but literally to change. What does it take? It takes a ruach hadasha. There's such a thing as a ruach hadasha. There is a possibility through tzaka, like you said, good, Eliezer ben Dordai, that you're going all the way up. The change has to take place. G'dayla tshuva shemagas ad kisei akavet. Like I'm going all the way up to the Elul of Neshama, and I'm starting in the Ruach Nochay, Chadesh Bekirbi. So David HaMelech says, I'm a changed person. He said that. Nafshi Cholal Bekirbi. That's what he said. Nafshi Cholal Bekirbi. I'm a different person. I'm not the same. Not the same person. So the real tshuva is, what does the Rambam say? Hashav, person really does tshuva, should say, any oisha is shachata. I'm something different. It's hard to trust that in somebody. Like, I don't know if, you know, having been a prison chaplain for a number of years, I don't know if the system of rehabilitation actually changes anybody.
Not for better.
But it's they do recognize, as does a 12-step program, that there needs to be something higher. Like, they do recognize that you can't just deal with this in therapy. And will there be regret? Yes, I regret. I killed the guy. But it's not a change. It's a regret. Charata Belev is when a person really changes the channel, turns the corner on this, and is coming from a whole different place. That's already, I think, hard to do. I don't know how to tell, but and yet we hope that that's what we're doing within ourselves. And the klal is, I think, just want to say one last thing here before slichus, that it's a very difficult thing to do. It's not to be taken lightly. It's an extremely important thing to do. And if we find ourselves in the symptoms of, like, I lost my temper, or I'm getting upset about things that I shouldn't be getting upset about, like, yeah, to nafshi. To nafshi. So if I find myself talking Lashon Hara a lot, so I'm mechalkel in my ruach, something wrong. These are real dangerous symptoms. But we got to be misaki in the neshama, but it's so hard. My recommendation to myself is, like, just do it in one thing. Like, just find one nekuda. Because mitzvah gerach mitzvah, if you find one nekuda, that I can try to make that change in the neshama, charata b'leiv, hirurei b'libai, shehu mishkan etzaitzei ha-neshama. So there's such words. Every word's worth $1 million here. Like that, but the one thing that I could check, person talks Lashon Hara, figure it out. Why? Why do I talk Lashon Hara? Chill. Like, you know, why am I getting so frustrated? Why do I embarrass people in public? Some people have a habit like that. They embarrass people. By the way, I'm not excluding myself from any of these things. But why do we embarrass it? Why do we act arrogantly? Like, what is it? Like, take it out, look at it. You know, if you take one thing, just one thing, and try to make the sea change on the level of neshama, completely different person. Hashav, ain't you say yishachat? That was something else. Ain't adam choyte? Listen to the lyrics. Elim ke nichnas by what? ruach, shtus. The chet, you can be masak in the chet here. Okay, so I'll wear handcuffs and I won't punch anyone. But it's not that. It's the ruach shtus that's coming. You got the wrong ruach. And how are you masak in the ruach? Being masak in the neshama. So like the shtus. Shtus comes from here. Well, like what's coming through your system? It's like when you put new pipes in the house, you know, let it run for 10 minutes, you know, you get a dirty water. Like, you know, like you need to cleanse out the whole system. So that's, I think, just to find, the cheshbon ha-nefesh is to find the one thing and to work from there and then take it from there. Shkoch.
Very sad.